This.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mask.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
I'll probably hate it.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Retreats in the pocket. Off his back foot. Throws toward the end zone. Left side. Caught by White. What a throw as Brady hits the deck. On target to James White for the touchdown Patriots.
That's the Tom Brady I know. And that's the Tom Brady that we love. A guy that will stare down. A free blitzer. Take the shot. Fall on his left shoulder. Get drilled. But deliver a strike. And cut your throat in the back left corner of that end zone. 14-yard dagger by Tom Brady off a free blitzer. And sweet feet White in the back corner. Start the buses, boys. Start the buses.
The last both weeks, the two losses, you kind of said we need to not just talk about playing better, but actually come out and execute better. Like, did you still continue kind of pushing that message this week? What do you think kind of got it through if you felt like it was there today?
Yeah, well, I think it's more than, you know, obviously you could talk about a lot, but it's what you do. And, you know, what you say is important, but what you do is more important. And I think we've got to do more doing and less saying and just get the job done. We did a good job of that today. Seems 3-0. They played well. Big division game for us at home. It was great to win it.
It's hour number three, Felger and Maz. Patriots roll over the Dolphins yesterday. Maz, you impressed?
No. Is that mean of me? I'm sorry.
Why not? How come you're not impressed?
Okay, so when you say impressed, like, did they show up this week versus Detroit? Of course. Yes, they showed up. There was a little more energy at the beginning of the game, and there were some things I take as positives, like the defensive line play, even the offensive line play, but I'm more interested in the defensive side of it. The linebackers, the D-line, that was all good. Miami was completely inept on offense, and the Patriots had something to do with that. But really? I mean, the Dolphins didn't show up. That was pathetic.
Yeah, but part of them not showing up, I think, is about the defense. And from the snap, the defense looked like they had more energy. They did an excellent job putting Ryan Tannehill in uncomfortable situations, which he obviously is in third and longs, third and sevens. He always looks at his primary receiver, doesn't have him. It's pat, check down. And that's how that's how that game was almost immediately. Like, he was uncomfortable after he made that first throw of the game. I was like, oh boy, here we go again. 22 yards to Kenny Stills, and it was kind of on a postage stamp. And after that, they buckled down. You got more pressure up front from the front seven.
Buckled down. You know, that drive. That's what's
compared to how it's looked the last couple of weeks. Okay, you have to give credit to the defense.
All right, better than horrible, no question. I just think it's hard to gauge. I just think Miami did not show. Miami did not show. So how do you really know? It obviously didn't suck. They obviously, at the end of the day, they did a lot of things well. But how do you really know when the opponent does not show up? How do you know?
Tannehill had 100 yards passing. 117
on the first play.
I mean, in this day and age, to end up with 100 yards passing, that's pathetic. And it's not as if the Patriots are the 85 Bears.
No, that's what Brady was last week in Detroit. Was he last week? 132, whatever
somewhere,
the hell it was?
Right, and they played like garbage.
Yeah.
You going soft on us? Like, you were impressed with you. You were happy yesterday, huh?
Yeah, because it looked like how Patriot football typically looks against a team like that. Like, I'm not saying everything's fine. Like, you know, you want me to really gauge where they're at? Give me a couple of weeks. Let's see how it looks on a short week against Indy and when Kansas City comes in here in 2 weeks. But considering how it looked, especially last week, when it felt like they might have checked out on the coach, that was good yesterday.
See, I disagree. I don't think it looked like the Patriots look like when they're totally rolling. Because in the early part of that game...
Did you need them to get to 45?
No. It's not the point total. It's the way they played. And again, in the early part of the game, I go to the first third down of the game. Incomplete. They got a break. They got a penalty there that allowed them to keep the ball. Then they get first down and goal at the 3-yard line. They don't score a touchdown. They get a field goal. Then the next time they get the ball back, Brady gets picked. And then the next time after that... Miami ends up fumbling the ball down the field. Now it's 10-0. Like, I just felt like the Patriots really didn't have a scoring drive, Murray, until the end of the half. Like, there was one at the end of the half that they had. Other than that, they really didn't have a scoring drive. And there was the one late in the game, too, that Michelle ran in. But other than that, you know, the only other one that they scored on, they got the ball at their own 41.
Speaking of Michelle, were you impressed?
No. Again, I told you, I'm the a-hole today. So I will embrace the responsibility in the role. But I looked at Michelle, and the numbers are good, and he played a perfectly good game. But there wasn't anything that made me look at him yesterday and say, oh, there it is. There is the unique, exceptional talent that I did not know about. And so, like, okay, I get it now. I just felt like the runs yesterday, a lot of them had to do with the offense. The touchdown run was a joke. I'm sorry, any running back scores a touchdown on that play.
So Sony Michel's sort of the fault line, right? Again, were you impressed or not impressed? Sony Michel. And I'm with Maz on this one. I'm sorry. There were just way too many runs. We showed him on TV last night. There were just, and we showed three. I feel like there were more, where he just gets the ball on the edge, and there's no one there on the opponent. There's no Dolphin there within 8 to 10 yards. And we're somewhere he and it felt like he and Devlin, or he and the lead blocker, or Brown, or like they're out there, and there's no one out there. And so I just think that's one of those games. I mean, he didn't suck. Of course he didn't suck. I don't want to sound like I'm blasting the kid. But I just think you could have handed the ball to Brandon Bolden on those plays and gotten the same production.
Yeah, so again, comparatively speaking, the last week where he showed like no patience, it was a lot of east-west, and he looked jittery, and like the speed of the game was too much for him. At least it seemed more controlled, and he was more comfortable yesterday. So I liked seeing that. So for me, it was a positive, especially when I prematurely tweeted during that game, because I tend to be drastic. I'm a bad fan like that. This kid stinks. Like you said, he blows last week, Maz. And we're talking about him like he's a wasted draft pick. I don't believe that. I liked the pick at the time. It's just these last couple of weeks. It's like, oh, God, there's nothing there.
I mean, it's hard to be much worse than he was in the first three games, especially in Detroit. He was completely useless.
But all you need to know about, you know, James White had a 5.5 yard average per carry. I think he had a White and a
4.5 for Michelle.
4.5, yeah. So
White was the better running back yesterday. I mean, James White touched the ball, what was it, 16 times? He had 8 rushes and 8 receptions, and he was over 100 yards. And he had 2 touchdowns, not one. I don't even think Michelle was the best Patriot running back in the game, if you want to know the truth.
I'll give you that. White had the best run of the day.
I mean, White, to me, was the best Patriot player on the field. I thought he was the guy. Now, look, again, we can get in the line play. We'll let Bob's big boy do that tomorrow.
Oh, my God. He's going to have a field day tomorrow. Bring the Crisco. He's going to take off his shirt and lather himself.
Coconut oil.
He's going to grease himself up like you read about tomorrow, man.
He is.
Because they were great on the lines. Like on both.
No, they played well in the line of scrimmage.
They controlled the line of scrimmages. I'll give him that.
I also want to talk to him about his buddy, the genius on the other sideline, Adam Gase.
Thank you.
Who, again, the more I look at with that hat and the curved brim and everything else, just screams dink. He just screams, you know, he's total D-bag. He just got fraternity president written all over him. Like he's one of those two-bag lacrosse players in college with the curved brim who was president in his fraternity and thinks he's Joe Cool on the sideline. And that team yesterday, they sucked. They sucked, and I blame him for it.
No show. Absolute no show. And I could tell on the first drive, Murray says he gained 17 yards on that first play. Then they get a holding penalty. And it's 2nd and 17. Hold on. Yeah! All right, so it's 2nd and 17, and they run a draw, and then they run a little bubble screen. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
See, when that happened early in the game, I remember thinking, you jackasses. You throw on 2nd down in that case. You get 8 or 9 yards, and now it's 3rd and 8. Or, you know, whatever, instead of 3rd and 12, and now they know you're going to run a screen. Like, it was ass backwards, completely ass backwards.
All right, we'll take your calls on that. We'll take your calls on the Red Sox. Got some action going on that. The baseball playoffs, it is final in Chicago. I have some thoughts on just the format. I'm going to go in the other room and take my pants off and just collect myself here for a second. The Brewers won this game, but I still think this format is stupid. I think it's stupid that they even played this game. And so we'll talk about that with everything else and you right after these words.
The Sports Hub. Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
They're ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there. And they're the champions. They have done it. Celebrating at Wrigley Field.
So there's the final call in Chicago. The Brewers win today. Freaking unbelievable. You know who that is, Murray? On the call there?
No. It's the guy from the 80s.
Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
Still Bob Uecker. three times in my, the last time they won the division, he called it. Well, that was in 1982. Yeah. They actually won one in between.
But right, 2011, didn't they?
83 years old, this guy. So, anyway, I still think this format is stupid. I still think this is dumb. You now have, so Chicago-Milwaukee's a little bit different in that these teams didn't have to travel. You know, Chicago's 90,
oh, right, sure.
Chicago's 90 minutes from Milwaukee, so I think the team did go down to Chicago last night and stay overnight, but if they wanted to, they could have stayed at their homes and driven down this morning. Like, it's not...
It's an hour and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. 90 miles, there's no travel, so there's no travel issue here with the Brewers and Cubs, and the loser was going to host a wild card game, so they just drive back, and Chicago's going to host the game tomorrow. So it's not a travel thing, but it's like a pitcher usage thing. So now you have Colorado at the Dodgers. Loser goes to play Chicago in the wild card game tomorrow, and the other team is in the DS. And it's like, if you're the Dodgers or the Rockies, wouldn't you rather just have some sort of regular season tiebreaker determinant so you know? In other words, if you lose this game today, you can easily have burnt yourself out for tomorrow. Like the situation the Brewers were just in. They went up 3-1. They used Josh Hader, their top, like mid, he's like their Aaron Miller guy, Andrew Miller guy, for two innings. If he had given up the lead and throwing whatever 50 pitch, I don't know how many pitches he threw, 30, 40 pitches, he probably doesn't go tomorrow. And like, I'd almost rather just give the Cubs the division and we'll save everybody for the wild card game and have everyone rested and ready to go, as opposed to that middle sort of thing. Now the Dodgers and the Rockies, they're going to have to make a call whether to use their staff or not use their staff, and then get on a plane and schlep from L.A. to Chicago for tomorrow night's game.
I know. So here's the part I don't get with you. Isn't that the whole beauty of it?
I mean,
that the manager, like, there are actual decisions here that have to be made that could completely impact your season for the entire winter.
Yeah, but
isn't that the good stuff?
The drama's good. The drama's good. And I don't care that it's, quote-unquote, unfair to the teams. Like, I don't care about that. Like, screw unfair. It's about the fans and the viewing. It's just an extra day of baseball. It's like, I don't know, less is more. The beauty of these wild card games is they went less is more. One game playing. Love it. Love it. You create all that drama of an elimination game. These games today, as great as that just was for me, it really doesn't mean anything. The Cubs aren't eliminated. The Cubs win tomorrow night. The Cubs come to Milwaukee for the DS. And it's like, now we've just played 160. You needed 163 to figure that out when they're both in the playoffs anyway?
Well, you did it to yourself. You shouldn't have dropped some useless game during the summer to the Mets or the Reds or something.
I'm telling you, I agree. The Brewers should have been in the wild card game with no tiebreaker game. I'm not crying about being tied for the division. The Brewers were given a break by they're still, you know, demanding that you play off the division winner. When I think if you're both in the playoffs, if you're both in the playoffs, use some sort of regular season tiebreaker, head-to-head, whatever. I said, time of game. Whichever team over the course of the year played shorter games wins the tiebreaker as an incentive to get your ass off the field. Because the problem with the sport is there's too much baseball. It's too much. It's way too much.
I know, but there's way too much meaningless baseball. So at least in this case, you can look at it and say, you know what? Now, look, the way I look at this whole thing, and I admit that no one got eliminated yet. Okay, no one's been eliminated. In fact, no one's going to get eliminated today, period. But I look at it as the semifinals for the last playoff spot.
It's just two extra games to determine seeding.
Okay.
No, but it's not semifinals anything.
Sure it is. It's the semifinals for the last playoff spot.
Two extra games to determine the seed. Like, I don't need that after 162 games.
No, someone's getting bounced today or tomorrow.
No one's getting bounced today. That's the whole point.
Correct.
No one's getting bounced today.
But someone's getting bounced today, tomorrow, based on what happens today. One of the losers today is getting bounced tomorrow.
That's just an extra step I don't need.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. I don't mind it because I love the way it's setting up, too. What if the Cubs win tomorrow? Guess who they play?
I just told you.
Brewers!
They're in Milwaukee. Yes.
I know, I love it. I love it. So the Brewers could win that game, and then the Cubs come in and say,
you didn't win anything.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love that.
Of course.
I love that. Like, now you have to beat them in a series.
Less is more. Less is more.
I don't mind it.
When it comes to baseball, when it comes to all these sports, I don't mean to beat up on baseball. The basketball playoffs, stupid long. Those first two rounds in the NBA playoffs, I mean, just absolutely pointless. Hockey, way too long. It's just way too much hockey. four times seven, and each round is an absolute brawl or a war. It's like by the time you get to the end of it, the guys can't hold up and the quality suffers. There's just too much hockey. They need less hockey playoffs, less basketball playoffs. Baseball, I thought, got it right with those one-game wild card play-in games. Those are the best nights of the year a lot of times. Best nights in baseball, those the play-in games. But this is just, they're all in the playoffs anyway. So just do a tiebreaker, and now again, Colorado and L.A. are going to have to make a call whether to go for it in this game or save their bullets for tomorrow night.
Yeah, but the fact that they have to make the call is what makes it good,
I guess.
So like,
it's too much.
Okay, so the beauty of today, Mike, was that the game was close. So not only did the Brewers have to decide, do we use Hader or do we not? And in their case, they were ahead, right? So although they scored in the... they brought him in the eighth after they went ahead. So like in that case, it's a little easier. The Cubs had to do the same thing because the game was close enough, and they said, well, we can't let this open up too far. So, like, to me, that was the best of everything. Like, I just... Now, look, I hear you on the extra game. Nobody got bounced
like
today.
We don't need more baseball.
I hear you on that. No, we don't need more meaningless baseball. Well, there's a lot of meaningless baseball. These games, there's actually something at stake. So, like, I'm okay with these. If you want to chop 18 off during the regular season, we take it down to $1.44, I'm in. I mean, in fact, I will actually come up with the whole plan for you to get rid of it. Get rid of the All-Star game, get rid of 18 regular season games, and we are in business. But this thing today, I liked it.
How'd you like Josh Hader?
Oh, my God, that's that guy filthy.
Okay, you could do it some other time. I'm not going to make you listen to Brewers talk.
Oh, man, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, my God, that was unbelievable.
If they make a run,
so good.
He's going to be the MVP of the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
That was your take that, Cubs, you bum.
Oh, my God.
Bums.
Just remember, you don't want to face the Brewers in the World Series for a lot of reasons. I'm chief among them. I'm number one on the list. Because you don't want to listen to my mouth for 2 weeks.
So I looked this up earlier.
But you don't want to face Josh Hader in the playoffs. You don't.
Murray, do you know what left-handed batters are against Josh Hader this year?
Oh, like 160 or something like that?
No. Way too high. Way too high, Murray. 8 for 86. With 43 strikeouts. 8 for 86 with 40 strikeouts. You are five times more likely to strike out than get a hit.
So he's there, Andrew Miller.
Yes. He's better.
And he goes two innings, and yes, he's that guy.
And a racist.
And he's a vicious
skinhead. Holy, I want to swear so bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. But in Milwaukee, you know, beggars can't be choosers. So that's where we are. All right, so your calls on the...
Yeah, mother... Yeah!
There it is.
That's pretty good.
Derek in Foxborough, go ahead. What do you got?
How about the Brew Crew, huh? But on the format, I think they should just throw out the divisions entirely and just seed the teams 1 through 5 based on record, because the Red Sox are kind of getting porked in this because they're going to have to play the Yankees, who have the third best record in all of baseball, while Houston gets to play the crapback Indians,
Derek,
in the first round.
Who's really getting porked in that situation? The Yankees won 100 games and are going to be the last seed in the American League if they win wild card game.
But the number one seed should get to play the team with the worst record, which is Cleveland.
Okay, so
he sucks.
All right, so fair enough. Should we, you know, the NL is the same thing. The Cubs and the Brewers had
1-2, yeah.
Yeah, they were, so the Cubs are now the last seed in the National League.
Correct.
And the Brewers are the first, right?
Like, yeah, Brewers get 96 wins, Cubs get 95.
So should they seed based on win-loss versus the wild card being the last seed?
No, I like it better this way. I like all the rivalry stuff being brought into play, all of it, interdivisional, all of it.
How about in that first round, though? Don't you want Red Sox, Yankees in the ALCS?
But I'll tell you what, I actually, the way this shook out, I kind of like it. Now, like, if the Cubs win tomorrow, the Brewers start the division series, and here are the Cubs again. And we just beat you. What are you doing here?
Yeah, get out of here, Joe. Shut up, Joe.
So
you lost again.
I kind of like that again, and not to, like, pour salt in the wounds that exist in you as a Brewers fan.
Okay.
But it would be just like the Brewers to beat the Cubs in a play-in game. The Cubs get in anyway and then beat the Brewers in the division series.
Mark it down. That's happening. I mean, that's not even debatable what's going to happen. Of course that's going to happen.
So again, it would be just like the Red Sox to beat the Yankees in the division and then get them in the division series and lose. It's the same type of thing.
All right, I'm sorry to subject you to that little bit of Brewers talk, but it is playoff season. You really get a you really get a taste of it watching these and seeing these games. So it's here finally after months of just how many games with the Red Sox that really didn't mean anything. Now here you go.
83.
Now here you go.
And by the way, I looked it up. Your Brewers team did not have a share of first place after July 12th.
Oh God.
So basically halfway through since the All-Star break, they have never sniffed first place until today.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Like I said, I'm sorry.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mazz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Every afternoon, Felger and Mazz bring you the science of sports.
Stupid me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hoyer in victory formation on third down again drops to the knee. And the Patriots restore order in the AFC East. The team that came in 1-2, entertaining the 3-0 Miami Dolphins, run away by a 38-7 final. As the two teams come off the respective sidelines, and while Tom Brady is credited with career win number 225, it is the 300th victory for the New England Patriots under the ownership of Robert Kraft. Well, the pillars of this dynasty celebrating another win here at Gillette over Miami as the Dolphins drop their 10th in a row here in Foxborough.
That's what we needed from our team today. Players, coaches, did a great job this week. Coaching staff, a lot of good leadership from our players, and they responded today. Got contributions from pretty much everybody, every unit, every phase of the team. That's what we need, what we needed, and give them all the credit. We made enough plays to win in all the areas, and now we're looking at a short week here. Gonna go back and try to do it again, but good to see our team respond the way they did today. Thought they really played hard, played well. Hopefully we can do it again.
Hi, Mazz is not impressed. Neither am I, really. I don't know how you could tell how the Patriots were yesterday because there's such a rollover by the Dolphins, but either way, a lot of things went the Patriots' way, so we're discussing that, and we're discussing Red Sox and the MLB playoffs. Up to you. Your call's the rest of the way. John in the car was waiting patiently to talk about Josh Gordon. Go ahead, John. John!
Hello? Okay.
Yep, you're on the air, John.
Oh, my name's Matt.
Matt, go ahead.
I had a question about home field advantage for these one-game division playoff games.
Yep.
So, until 2008, it was a coin flip, and now it's based on something, quote-unquote, performance basis, which, wouldn't you believe that would be the better team leaving a playoff useless?
No, well, the Cubs hosted because they won the season series.
Correct, yeah, they won the head-to-head, so they get to host the game.
It used to be a coin flip?
It used to be a
coin flip. Red Sox-Yankees was coin flip?
Correct.
No way!
It was. It was a coin flip that they held in the middle of the season, and they flipped it just in the event of a tie. And the Red Sox won that coin flip.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and I don't know when that didn't change too long ago, though. Like, the whole home field going to the team with a better record is a way better thing.
Baseball, you may not believe this, but baseball used to alternate the ALDS year to year. They didn't, and it used to be.
The World Series used to be the same.
Right. They would alternate the World Series home field year to year. And even the ALDS year to year between the East and the West. And it used to be these five-game ALDS where it'd be two on the road and then three back at home.
Yes.
So that's the way, home field was, you start the first two on the road. And so it's just all, So this is why when people lose their mind over, determining home field or whatnot, they don't realize that it used to just alternate year to year. Never mind. This is when people would lose their mind over the All-Star game determining home field. Like, that's so ridiculous. Well, what's more ridiculous? The All-Star game determining home field or them just alternating year to year?
I know, it's totally arbitrary. It's literally a coin flip. So this, it's way better now. I just never understood why baseball didn't go to the home field. I mean, the best record to the home field thing from the very beginning. What was the issue there? So this is, to me, the way it sets up now is good. This is how it should be.
Ben in Rhode Island on the Patriots defense. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, so, Mazz, you said earlier that if the Patriots had more cap room, they would need, a stud or something on defense. Who would you like to see the Patriots get on defense? Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, off the top of my head. I mean, I just meant something along the line. For example, Khalil Mack was available earlier in the year. You know, you could use a dominating pass rusher, someone of the like that requires double teams at every play and makes everyone else better. And so they don't have it. So what are you going to do? I mean, they're not going to get it. I'm not holding my breath on it.
I mean, to me, the money spots on defense are left corner and pass rusher. I mean, like, that's sort of obvious. And you spent money on a left corner, and I think for the most part, it's been money well spent. I mean, I don't know if Stephon Gilmore is quite, you know, when he signed, he was the richest contract, you know, he's like a top three corner. I don't know if he's a top three corner in the league, but for the most part, he's been worth the money. There's certain spots on defense you get what you pay for. It's really hard to cheap out at corner and get great corner play. It's hard to cheap out at pass rusher and get Pat. You know, those guys come at a premium. So, and that's, you know, maybe one of the reasons why the Pats have never had a great pass rush, never had a great, you know, track record getting to the quarterback, because it comes time to pay those elite pass rushers, and they're not in the market for that.
They have had good corners, though.
They have.
I mean, if you go back 20 years, you know, Ty Law, they had Revis Samuel in there.
Usually they don't pay them, though. The only guy they've paid is Gilmore. Like, they had a chance to pay Law, they let him go. They had a chance to pay Asante Samuel, let him go. Had a chance to play Revis, let him go. So that's why the Gilmore signing was kind of surprising. Had a chance to pay Butler, let him go, you know, just on down the line. They've usually stopped short of giving that big franchise contract to the corner, and then they give it to Stephon Gilmore. So go figure. Seth and Taunton joins us next on the Patriots. Hi, Seth.
Hey, guys. So my number one takeaway from the game yesterday is that I think that the entire offensive coaching staff should be fired instantaneously. At some point, someone on that sideline said the phrase, we should throw a tight end screen to Dwayne Allen.
So I'm going to drop because your phone sucks, but the Dwayne Allen plays, discuss.
Oh, God. I mean, I wrote them down this morning. They stuck out to me. Like, that's one of those where I looked at, and if I remember, it was a little later in the game. Like, so I wonder if they just did it to have it on film. Like, you know, we're going to show that we throw to the second tight end, even though he can't catch it. And when he does, he doesn't go anywhere.
Three times I said, out loud, what are we doing here during that game? And twice it was the throws to Dwayne Allen. And the other was Tom Brady getting rocked when he threw the second interception. And it was nine and change left in the fourth quarter. Get him the hell out of the game. What are we doing? But Dwayne Allen, please. He had more targets than Chris Hogan yesterday. Stop it. What are we doing?
No, but Maz makes a good point. We will throw to him, so you can't completely ignore him.
So that's what occurred to me. I said, they just want that on film, that occasionally they'll target the second tight end.
But will he catch it?
No.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other story. Beggars can't be choosers.
Absolutely not.
Scott in Weymouth, our most annoying caller, joins us next. Hi, Scott.
Thank you for the beautiful introduction, Felger. All right. So real quick, two quick comments. The one-game playoff, we disagree here, Felger. I think it's ridiculous that you play 162 games and then your right to play for the World Series comes down to one game.
Oh, that's great.
It's preposterous. It's stupid.
That's great.
Now, one more comment. I'm rooting for the Yankees. When is that game, by the way, the one game? Tomorrow?
Wednesday.
I'm rooting for the Yankees, and I'll close with this, and thank you for the time. I would rather lose to the Yankees in the playoffs than beat Oakland. It'll be a blast to see the Yankees at Fenway Friday night.
Okay, see, even in, our most annoying caller. The playoffs, like elimination games, I'm all for. You want to tighten all this stuff up and give me more elimination games? Great. Today, these games are not elimination games. They're tiebreaker games. They're extra games to determine seeding, which is just, that's not the whole point here. The point is less is more.
Okay, so, but again, if you were playing a five-game series, you have no interest in game one then.
Well, less?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
I'm saying you say only elimination games is what you want.
I'm saying these.
Wow.
I mean, I have less interest in game one than game five, obviously.
Okay, so this is really like the equivalent, though, of a game four in that scenario.
What?
Because it's one step before the elimination. Someone's getting bounced tomorrow.
This is like game four?
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
Both of them are playing game fours. They're getting bounced tomorrow. One of them's going to lose tomorrow.
I see. Kind of.
That's a wacky way of looking at it.
But again, to me, that's what this sets up is. I'll take it. In baseball, you play 162 relatively meaningless ones. This one is less meaningless than the 162. I'll take it.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I'll take it.
I love the complaining, though, about the unfairness of the one game.
Oh, me too.
Playoff.
Me too.
Oh,
screw.
Wah. Right. Maybe your team that you're rooting for should have taken a useless series, again, against some crap team like the Padres or Mets, a little more seriously in mid-August.
It's 162 games. You want more games to determine who's the better team? You don't get it. You're not going to get it from me. Nope. You've already... I feel this way about so many things. Like, you don't need four rounds at seven games each to determine who the best team is in basketball and hockey after you've played 82. You don't. That's just too much. It's just ridiculous. No other league does that. You know, European soccer. Is it 30 games or is it 60 or is it 40? It's something like that. It's you play. It's all it is a big round robin. You play everybody twice. That's it. Home road and whoever's the most points wins the championship. Like that's it. That's all we're going to give you to determine who's the best. This and all these sports. You play 82, then only cut off half the league. And then go 4 times 7 for another 2 months to
28.
Like, come on.
I know that is. It's a lot.
It's stupid.
It is. It's a lot. And like, you know, the people you're talking about piss me off too. It's like, well, it's a shame that you play that many and then, you know, you bring it down to one game. No, that's the beauty of it.
No, the only thing more people is having to watch it all. So, yeah. Like, I mean, give us a break, would you please?
I mean, if we're just going to give it to the team that's best over the long haul, if that's what we want, then what do we need the playoffs for at all?
Bingo.
Like, I love the fact that you can play well all year and then screw it up. Like, I love that.
Yeah, it sounds like a wish to me, Matt. Sounds like you're hoping for something.
No, I'm just stating the reality.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5. Sports Hub.
You've been playing for a while. I don't think you've ever been 1-2 professionally and in college. I know you never want to lose a game going when you show up to work today, is there an extra urgency as the quarterback to win this game?
We haven't played well the last 2 weeks, and you know, we talked a lot about the things we need to do better, and we need to carry them over from week to week. So this game's great, but you got to turn the page once you learn from it, and you know, you get focused on the next game, and you build on the things you didn't do well. You understand what they did well, and some other teams are going to see that too. It's a long process. It's a long season. We've only played 4 out of the 16. Hopefully, we're a lot better in October than we were in September, and we're going to need it because we faced some good competition. You know, this was one that we really talked about and tried to get on track and got off to a fast start and played from ahead, which is, you know, most teams that play from ahead end up winning.
Tom Brady in the post game yesterday. We're discussing Patriots and the Red Sox and the baseball playoffs. Your pick on whatever the heck you want, anywhere in between. Anthony is in Medford on the Pats. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Mike. Mike, one thing I disagree. You said that with the cornerbacks, to let them go. I mean, Revis, they made the right choice. On Law, they made the right choice. And the only one I could think of is Mike Haynes years ago.
Whoa. I didn't say they made the right or the wrong choice. I'm just saying they didn't give the cornerbacks those contracts. Ty Law got his money from Pete Carroll, not from Bill Belichick. So whether they made the right call, they didn't make the right call on Law. Law went on to the Jets.
Yeah, 2 more years. You're right with the
10
Jets.
Picks.
Yeah, but they definitely made the right call with Revis, and they probably made the right call with Butler. I don't know if Butler deserves the contract he got, but either way, what else, Anthony?
Yeah. But Maz was saying, I mentioned Cleo Mack. Remember last week and the next day they traded him? Now, NFL Network said there was 12 serious suitors, one with the Pats, but only 6 real serious. There was 12 suitors, sorry. They should have gave him Hightower because we know he can't run no more, and a first and a second for Mack. But like you said, they would have never paid him anyway, so we're dreaming. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, they would never give Khalil Mack that contract. They're not going to.
No shot.
They don't. And I think they're probably right. Don't pay non-quarterbacks quarterback money. I think they feel that way, and I agree. Khalil Mack, to me, is still not going to be worth it. I don't care how many plays he makes right now. I just don't feel, I don't know, you know, 4-point game with 2 minutes left. I mean, I guess a strip sack does have the same impact as leading your team down the field, but they're going to sink or swim on Trubisky. I don't know. I'm just with the Patriots on that. Don't pay non-quarterbacks quarterback money.
Do you think Von Miller's been worth it in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, he has, I guess.
And listen,
Mack's the same type of thing.
I just think so far, that defense, the Bears feel legit.
I just think those are outliers. I mean, I think for every Von Miller who wins you a championship, you know, I'll give you 9 quarter, you know, of the 10 years.
Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, I think I'd rather put that money in a quarterback. For every Von Miller or Khalil Mack that comes around, and you know, for once every 10 years, a team like that pushes through, I think it'll your money's best spent at the quarterback position, and that's that.
Well, look at the money Ndamukong Suh got. I mean, has
exactly.
He been worth it? No.
Thank you. Exactly. Alan in Florida on today's NL game. Go ahead, Alan.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, Alan.
Oh, okay. Before I start, I just wanted to know, Mike, when we watch the Brewers in the playoffs, you're not going to see those ridiculous people with those things on their head, are you?
I hope so.
Oh, my, you hope so?
Sure.
You make fun of pink hats and everything, and those ridiculous people.
Cheese heads are so much cooler, it's not even funny.
Oh, that's cool?
Yeah, it is.
Holy mackerel.
It is, it's cool.
Yeah, oh, that's really cool, I know. First of all, Mass, I'm surprised at you. You know, this is unbelievable. I'm sitting watching this game in pins and needles right now. You don't understand what that game meant. You're going to compare it to an absurd NBA or NHL season where the games, the whole season is wiped out, means nothing.
That wasn't me. That was him.
162 games. So now today, the Brewers can go home. They have home field advantage throughout the whole playoffs, and the Cubs have to play tomorrow. You don't think that was an important game?
That was Mike.
You know nothing about baseball. It's ridiculous.
Who said it wasn't important?
That was Mike.
I'm telling you, it's overkill. It's ridiculous.
It's overkill. It's fabulous. It's unbelievable. The game means everything.
It was good drama. Don't listen to me. I made a mess in my pants, Alan, when the Brewers won that game. Don't tell me how enjoyable that game was. Of course it was enjoyable. I think it's ridiculous that they played an extra game just to determine seeding, a tiebreaker, not an elimination game, not a play-in game, not a playoff game. A 163 to determine the seed. That's too much. And the same thing's going on right now with Colorado and L.A. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Alan, you want to talk to Michael J. Felger. That's the guy you want to talk to. Ask for Michael J.
Okay,
Felger.
So
is
listen.
J? Is J the middle
name? No, A. Michael A. Michael Allen.
Well, that fits.
Yep. That's a very cool name. I will say this. Of all the playoffs, baseball needs playoff baseball more than any other sport.
No question.
In other words, NHL playoffs are considered the best playoffs, but I think that the regular season product is closer to a playoff-level game than a baseball product. In other words,
baseball has the worst regular season.
It's tough to sit through those regular season baseball games.
Oh, my God, it's brutal. Especially this year. Baltimore. I was going to say Kansas City. Detroit. One crap bag outfit after the next. Texas. It was garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage all year long.
Football's watchable the whole way through. The playoffs get better, but if it stayed at the same regular season level, you'd be just fine because it's a fine level. Hockey is a nice, tight, usually competitive product even in the regular season, and it jumps, it's a great product in the playoffs, but it's not a tractor pull in the regular season either. Basketball, you watch some beautiful play during the regular season. I think the NBA is a great regular season product. The playoffs get a little lame, I think. I think the first two rounds of the playoffs are less interesting than parts of the regular season in basketball. Baseball, you need the drama of a game that means something.
No, that's exactly right. Someone's going to get eliminated. I mean, how many legit, good games do you get during the regular season? 15? Maybe? Somewhere around there?
Maybe.
10%?
Where you feel invested to watch every
pitch.
And
one where you get to say, I got to watch this one tonight. I mean, it might not even be that many. It might be like 10 for crying out loud. Someday when it's slow, we'll have a nice long talk about baseball reform because I get a lot of stupid ideas.
No, I don't think your ideas too. Are you still on the point system?
Yeah, maybe. I'll tell you what I'm leaning toward lately. Splitting the season in half. First half and second half and have more playoffs.
Well, we did that in 81.
Yeah, I'm in.
So that team that wins the first half, though, is just sort of...
No, because if you win the second half, you get a bye or something like that. We'll figure it out. But I'm saying something like that.
To make the first half meaningful.
Correct.
If you win the first half, you're in.
Correct.
And then if you win the second half, you either get a bye or home field or something.
Something like that. Effectively, you're playing two 81-game seasons instead of a 162.
Not bad.
And in fact, I'd even like to cut that one down too, so two 72-game seasons. But again, that's a story for another day.
Okay. We've got an hour to go. Baseball playoffs, the Red Sox, and you're feeling on them heading into the postseason and all the stuff from the Patriots yesterday. Basically, you can sum up Maz and my opinion on the Patriots yesterday as... That we're really not impressed.
No, I wasn't.
Especially by the rookie running back, who I am sorry. Billy Lanny could have carried the ball and gained 100 yards yesterday. And that's, Billy Lanny's our best athlete.
With Jimmy Stewart blocking for him.
Because that game was won up front yesterday, not by your rookie running back. But we'll reset all those topics with your calls. Right after Murray's update here, 90 seconds, no commercials.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.